So you mentioned that maybe globally a patient like this maybe would have a 70% chance, developing metastatic disease and, dying of their lung cancer. In your own mind, do you see durvalumab? And of course, we don't know for sure yet, but do you see durvalumab as improving the cure rate?
So when you look at the survival curves, there is a tail, which is what makes us all very excited. We haven't seen a tail like that for a long time. Obviously, we need longer follow-up, longer-term follow-up. The published survival data are all within the 1 to 2 year range. We don't have 5 year data yet. So we're all very hopeful that it will translate into a real cure, or an increase in cure in these patients. The tail is at least suggesting that, but I think it's a little premature to say that.
Any data to suggest that by shortening the course of durvalumab, so instead of giving a year, you end up giving 8 months or 4 months, any suggestion that it impairs the outcome in terms of efficacy?
No, we don't know what the right answer is there. Actually, when you look at the PACIFIC trial, most patients did not receive all 12 months of durvalumab. It's either because they had side effects or because of logistical issues or didn't want to continue. And that is actually a debate for designing upcoming trials, what the right duration is. And the debate goes in both directions. Some argue for shorter courses because most patients received actually a shorter course, and that's what the data is based on. Some argue that if it works well, why not continue beyond 1 year if a patient tolerates it well and has good disease control? We don't know the answer to that at this point. We just know that this study was done with 1 year of adjuvant or up to 1 year of adjuvant durvalumab, and that's what we have at this point. I think there will be multiple studies coming down the road with variable time frames of adjuvant immune checkpoint inhibition, and hopefully that will give us an answer. We are designing some ourselves.
So thinking about what you're saying, we know that, let's say, 15% of these people are going to have steroid-requiring pneumonitis-related radiation therapy, and yet you may not know whether it's that or the durvalumab. So I assume these people are going to have the durvalumab held. Would you ever restart it?
So I leave that decision to my medical oncology colleagues. I think it depends on the severity. Generally, if someone has really had a severe bout of pneumonitis, we'll be cautious in just restarting it if we really think it was drug-related. We have one patient who developed pneumonitis after just a single dose of atezolizumab, and the patient really wanted to go back on it, but we were quite cautious about doing that. So we don't know what the right answer is. I think it can be tried cautiously, but there is certainly a risk.